in the corner. Marchessault up to the slot. Miller shooting. Knocked down and trickles into the goal. To rush up the left side. Nosek is in. He shoots and scores. Tomas Nosek. On the right side wall. Tipped out. Here's Carlson. He's got an unabetted path. Left circle. Carlson alone. He scores. All through his legs. Carlson shorthanded. 3-2 Knights. Oh, can you believe it? Faceoff won by Belmar. Puck to the corner. Cleared out of the zone. And that's it. The Knights win the Pacific Division in their inaugural season.
And welcome in Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show, Fox Sports Radio, your home for the Golden Knights in Las Vegas. Frank Hernish, Clayton Hamilton, Chris Chapman joining us. Ryan the Hockey Guy Wallace, he may make it in a little bit later on or not. He's got some other things going on as well. But, Clayton, right off the top of the show, we have some special guests.
Yeah, we don't waste time with me, Frank. We got two pretty cool cats on the line. Let's get to them.
All right, well, I never consider it a waste of time, but we are going to get to them anyhow. So right off the bat here, joining us on the Southern Hills Baptist Church phone line are Vegas Golden Knights stars Alex Tuck and Shea Theodore. Experience life change at SouthernHillsLV.com. Guys, thanks very much for making some time and joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
No, always a pleasure, and I just saw you over there at the morning skate, and looks like everybody's kind of loose, but it also looks, it seems like it's back to business is normal, and everything is back on track that way. But are even you guys somewhat amazed at how the crowd size and everything at City National Arena continues to grow? Because we got there at like 10 o'clock this morning, the skate was supposed to start at around 11, and there was already hundreds of people out there trying to get in.
Yeah, I mean, it's been unbelievable. The amount of support that we've gotten from the city and the fans has been nothing short of spectacular. And coming to the practice every day and seeing all these fans here, it gives you a little extra motivation. And the guys had some fun with it. Today, Cody Eakin was saying happy birthday like I was a couple weeks ago. So, I mean, it's an unbelievable amount of support we're getting, and it's just been a lot of fun for us.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny because when you were mentioning the happy birthday, half the people in the media section were turning around, wait, whose birthday is it today? And then a couple people were like, oh, yeah, it's Cody Eakin's birthday today and everything. So it's kind of interesting sometimes that sometimes I think the fans know as much or more than us over in the media section over there.
Yeah, that's good. That's funny.
So, Alex, you were one of the first guys here. When you think all the way back to the development camp down at the ice center and the tiny little locker room with just the pegs, not even individual stalls, just little benches and working out on the ice that had the markings for curling on it, all the way to the Stanley Cup final, and you're going to see that Stanley Cup ice at T-Mobile Arena. What has that been like to go from that humble beginning to the end of the road?
It's been really surreal, honestly, and one of the reasons why I came to development camp was to kind of get a strong hold on everything about Vegas and Vegas hockey and meet a lot of people and get some familiar faces, I guess, and they did a good job at development camp, and we already had a little bit of a fan base. I was meeting people, but it was a little bit quiet, and as soon as training camp, the season started coming around, we started winning games, the fan base grew more and more, and when I think back and during development camp, I was just really worried about making the team and trying to be on the opening night roster and trying to become a full-time NHLer. I didn't think for a second that I'd be competing for the NHL, the Stanley Cup, in such a short amount of time.
And Shea, how about the journey for you as well? Because obviously you guys both started out in Chicago. You came here very quickly, but it's been an exciting season for you as well. And you came in and there was a lot of expectations. And I would say that both of you guys have probably exceeded most people's expectations because you've both become integral parts of this team and really entrenched in the community and certainly on the ice with the Vegas Golden Knights.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a crazy year, definitely starting in Chicago. And, you know, I think we've grown a lot over the season, and you know, we've become so close with all the team and the fans, and you know, it's crazy to be where we are.
This is a question for both of you. We'll start with Shea. When you guys got the news that you were going to start in Chicago, what was that conversation like?
It was kind of just like you know, they told me that I played great in camp, you know, that I should be on the opening night roster. It's just, you know, they didn't have the room. They didn't have, you know, they had too many guys, and just kind of go down there, you know, play well and just kind of wait for the call. And, you know, that's kind of just what I did.
And Alex?
Yeah, I actually went in the office right after Shea, and when he walked out, he told me he'd been sent down and stuff, and I was shocked because I knew Shea had a really good camp, and I thought he was one of our best defensemen right away. And so I went in there kind of thinking, kind of that uh-oh moment, like, did I not play well enough, what's going on, that kind of thing. And but no, they said pretty much similar thing was that you made the team, but we have to send you down kind of thing. There was a roster issue, and they thought I played really well during camp. And it's always disappointing, though. I mean, it was a disappointing situation, but I'm just glad to be where I am right now and that I was able to come up so quickly.
Well, and of course, both of you guys were then told that you were going to come up to the big club. What was that moment like, and what was the mindset that you guys both had there? Because it seemed like you both came out and said, okay, I'm coming to Vegas now, and I'm going to make it almost impossible for them to send me back down, because you guys both came out and you just right out of the gate hit it running and, like I say, became a huge part of this team.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I waited. It was about a month for me. You know, I was kind of waiting down there playing games and kind of just mentally trying to be ready to get called up. And, you know, when I did, you know, I was ready for it. And, you know, I kind of took a couple games to get back into it. But, you know, eventually once you get around these guys and, you know, you get a little bit more comfortable, you obviously feel a lot better.
And Alex?
Yeah, I mean, it was a little bit shorter time for me because of injuries on the forward front. But, like you said, that was my goal coming up here, is that I wanted to play well enough where it was almost impossible for me to be sent back down. And I had a pretty good start coming up here, and I think there was more just the emotions and the adrenaline rush of being in the NHL and playing, getting called up and playing in front of a crowd like Vegas and for the first time. So it was unbelievable, and I was able to score my first NHL goal. My first game was Vegas, which has made it even more special.
Now, we know that you guys live together here in Vegas. Did you know each other prior to training camp, or did you live together in Chicago? How did that all come to be?
Well, at the start of camp, you know, they put us together at the Red Rock. So we were roommates there for about a month and a bit until, you know, they ended up sending us down. And, you know, we're both the youngest guys in the team, so it kind of seemed fitting to try and get a place together.
How does that living arrangement work with you guys? Because I know there's been some talk about, you know, who's the one who kind of takes care of the duties around the place, cleaning up, doing dishes, all that kind of thing or whatever, or the cooking and everything. Do you guys kind of divide it up amongst yourself, or is one kind of like the person that keeps things neat and tidy, and the other one is one that has to be tidied up after?
Yeah, I mean, I do more of the cooking in the house, and Shay does a little bit more of the cleaning. He's a little bit tidier than I am, and we do have a maid that comes around and helps out a little bit, especially when we're traveling. It's hard to keep the house in tip-top shape. But, no, we divide it pretty well, and I think it's a good – we have good chemistry on and off the ice.
So, Alex, the rumor around the locker room is that you are the king of video games. Is this true?
Oh, is that what guys are saying?
Yeah, that you are the best video game player in the locker room. Is that true?
I would probably say. What do you think, Shay?
I mean, we got a lot of video game nerds in that locker room, so I don't know. It's pretty close. It depends on what game.
That was my question.
What are you guys talking about?
Is there a game that you don't want to play against Shay? Is there a game that Shay is better at than you?
Well, I'm not really a big video game guy.
There's not a single game.
There's a lot of games that he can beat me at. On the road, we've been playing. Schmidt has brought his Nintendo 64. We've been bringing it old school a little bit, and we've been playing Mario Kart. That's probably the game that I would beat him at.
How about anything else that you guys maybe compete against that maybe isn't a video game? Or you mentioned how you guys were at Red Rock and that. Anything like bowling or ping pong or something else that you guys are competitive about that maybe Shay's a little bit better than you at, Alex?
I mean, we're both pretty good ping pong players. We've been playing golf quite a bit. Obviously, it depends on a lot of scenarios for golf, but you know, we're both pretty good players and
we're both pretty competitive too. So neither one of us likes to lose. So it's always a good competitive edge. Like ping pong, golf. So whenever the other guy wins, you're kind of a little sour, but all in all, we know it's for fun. It's not like we don't really do anything with money or anything like that. So, no, it's fun. We compete a little bit, but there's nothing crazy that outside of video games that one's way better than the other at.
So not dancing. Who's the better dancer? When you guys hit the club, who is the better dancer?
Shay would say that he is, but everyone knows that Alex is the better dancer for sure.
All right, now, are you the best dancer on the team then?
Depends on who you are. No, most of the band's best
dancer. I think if you're going to have a competition between Subban and Schmidt, they both got their moves. Schmidt's got his moves.
It makes no sense when he's dancing.
I was wondering. I was like, I would think that he would just sort of look completely out of control dancing.
No, Schmidt, I think he was saying he went to a couple like hip hop classes growing up. He's got some good. I think he's got some good rhythm in him.
Don't go to those classes.
All right. Well, how about some other things around the place when you guys are kicking back and relaxing? Like, for instance, when you're watching TV or something like that together, who's got charge of the remote, and what is must see TV with Alex Tuck and Shay Theodore?
We had a little span of a couple months where we watched Impractical Jokers for hours at a time. It was on constantly downstairs on our TV. It's just something that we always went back to and stuff. But I think it's pretty equal. We like watching movies and stuff. So Shay brought his Apple TV, so we watch a good amount of movies together. And TV shows we usually do separately. I think we have a little bit different taste. So that's what Netflix and computers come in handy for.
So on the practical joke front, everyone says Marc-Andre Fleury is the number one practical joker on the team. Is that true? And if so, who's number two, and has anybody gotten Fleury?
I mean, yeah, he's pretty good. I mean, me and Tucky, we had one prank pulled on us, and I still don't really know who it was.
It was Flower. Flower did it. And I had one really good one. And he wasn't on the road, but I think he made a call in to make it happen. When he was injured, I had one of my suit pockets shown shut, my socks cut in half so the toes are sticking out. I had a hole cut in my underwear. And one other thing I can't remember, but that was pretty funny. I was laughing pretty hard at that. And no one fessed up to that, but I do think it was Mark. And then I know someone did tell us that Mark put the bottles underneath Shay's car, so driving to the airport. One day after practice, we had bottles being dragged behind us, so it looked like we were just married.
Now, you guys mentioned you're being the two youngest guys on the team, and that when that kind of stuff happens, did that just make you feel even more part of the guys and everything, and like you're all bought in, and that it is a whole team? Because because you guys are one of the loosest teams I've ever seen, especially for a team going to a Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I think when guys are pulling pranks, and you know, and you're one of the younger guys, it definitely means that they like you. Normally, if they're kind of ignoring you and not really talking to you, then you know it's probably not going so well. So I mean, it's good. We all took it in good stride, and you know, it's kind of funny.
Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show, Fox Sports Radio, with Alex Tuck and Shay Theodore. And guys, how did the rookie dinner go, and how bad did they hurt you?
Well, I think you're going to have to ask Alex on this, because I did my rookie dinner last year with Anaheim, so this is all him.
It was good. We did it in Washington. It was a really fun time. The guys treated me well. It was mostly just they did little things that if you guess wrong. I think it was during the Super Bowl. So if you guess wrong on a certain play or something like that, you take a shot or a drink. So It was all in good fun. It wasn't anything crazy. No rookie duties, and that's been something that the veterans have done a really good job. Shay and I, being younger guys, we know our place on the team and stuff. I think the veterans know that we know our place on the team, so they haven't really done anything too bad. They don't yell at us about rookie duties or anything like that. Nothing crazy. I mean, if anyone has an issue, they say something. But for the last guys off the bus, that guy, like little things. But we've learned that playing in pro years past, so it's been good. And these veterans have treated us like family, and so we couldn't ask any more of them.
You know, I find that interesting that you just said that it was done in Washington, because who would have thought, as this storybook season has unfolded in front of us, that the rookie dinner was done in Washington during the NFL championship, the Super Bowl, and who would have thought at that time that now you guys would be playing Washington in the Stanley Cup Finals? It's just another piece that just seems perfectly symmetrical in this whole story this year and everything, and now that's the team that you're playing in the Finals. Did you ever envision that at that time? Because by that time, you guys certainly did know that you were a pretty good hockey team.
Yeah, that's absolutely crazy, you know, to put those two together, and, you know, sometimes it just works out like that.
All right, well, let's actually talk a little bit of hockey as well here. And the Washington Capitals, what do you guys think of them as a team? And I know that nobody would say on the team whether you wanted to play Tampa Bay or Washington, and certainly that's understandable. But the fact that it is the Capitals, Alex, you've had success against them, scoring in both games against the Capitals this year. And although I know people aren't saying it means as much as it used to, does it help, or is it a little bit more comforting knowing that you guys do have home ice against this team, whereas you wouldn't have had it against Tampa Bay?
You know what? Starting at home, I think it's really good for our fans, and it'll be really good for our team. I think not having to travel, I don't know, it's a five and a half hour flight or something like that, I guess is upside to start the series, which is nice. And being on home ice has treated us pretty well this postseason so far. And like I said, it'll be good for the fans, and they'll give us a lot of momentum and energy in the first game, so we'll come out pretty strong.
Are your folks going to get to make the trip down from upstate New York, going to take the train down to D.C., Alex?
Yeah, I think my whole family might be coming to game 3 and 4, my brother and sister included, and my parents are actually going to fly out to Vegas as well for the games 1 and 2.
When it comes to playing the Capitals, they're probably one of, if not the most physical, heavy team coming out of the East. The fact that you've played the Kings and the Sharks and Winnipeg leading into that, does that bode well for your guys' game, because you've already been playing physical teams throughout the playoffs, so the physicality of Washington isn't going to be anything new to you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we played some good teams in these playoffs, and definitely being able to play Winnipeg when we felt like they were playing their best hockey, you know, they're fast and they're physical. So I feel like coming out of that series, you know, with some confidence, I think that's a good thing for a group.
All right, guys. Well, we truly do appreciate the time. Always a pleasure talking to you guys in over at City National Arena and watching you on the ice. One last question real quick here, getting back to the personal stuff at home. Is there any music preference? Does somebody control the jukebox or not jukebox. I just dated myself there, didn't I? Does somebody control the stereo, or does everybody today just wear headphones?
I mean, we don't really listen to much music around the house. Definitely, on the way to the rink, you know, I like to pick the music when I'm driving, and, you know, he's got some good stuff that he plays and he drives.
All right, guys. Well, thanks a lot, and I look forward to seeing over at the practice facilities, and really looking forward to the Stanley Cup Finals. I just can't get over how cool that is to say the Vegas Golden Knights in the Stanley Cup Finals.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
All right, thanks. Shay Theodore and Alex Tuck. And maybe if they win the championship, Frank, and they get that little bonus, they can go get themselves a jukebox. Nice Wurlitzer.
You know, again, when I was younger in that, it seems like the really cool places to go for house parties and that had jukeboxes.
Yeah, everybody,
in their
yeah, you were really
everybody
cool.
Built a bar and they put in a jukebox.
They put in a jukebox, yeah. That meant that you had made it if you had your own jukebox.
Now I guess you would just turn on your laptop and hit YouTube or something.
Yeah, a little iPad action.
Yeah, you guys are definitely showing your age there.
So,
well, I said I did.
Yeah.
As soon as I said it, I knew that it was the wrong thing to say, but we're doing it live.
The best part is right now those guys are Googling jukebox
or calling their parents going, Mom, Dad, what the hell is a jukebox?
It's a jukebox.
I don't know, man. You guys might be older than their parents. That's kind of the scary
thing.
Yeah,
that is. Probably.
Well, possibly.
Yeah, maybe.
And on that note, I'm going to go cry myself a river. And no, I'm not. I don't care. I can deal with it. It's just a number. The number just keeps on getting bigger. That's the
That's
only
right.
problem.
You're only as old as you feel, which puts me in my mid-80s.
Almost didn't make this number, so I ain't crying about it anymore.
How fun are those guys, man?
Wouldn't
you like to unzip yourself and be anybody else? How fun would it be to be either one of those guys? The whole world's in front of them.
I'm just trying to picture them in the dance-off, because I agree with you. I think that Nate Schmidt would probably look a little out of control.
Yeah.
Tuck would seem a little smoother. But you know, Subban probably would.
I feel like Nate Schmidt would be the guy that thinks he can dance, but he is the only one that thinks he can dance. Like, everyone else kind of can see the reality of it, but I don't know, man. Maybe he's all right.
Like a PD that we used to have around here at Lotus Broadcasting who thought he was funny, but nobody else thought he was funny. And Chris knows exactly what I'm talking
about. We got to find out if Nate Schmidt can dance.
Well, we do know Fleury can dance because we see him dancing in between breaks there on the ice sometimes, and he does the wave and all that stuff.
Fleury's smooth. He, you know, it's those quiet ones I say you got to watch out for.
Yeah.
Speaking of,
Nate Schmidt used to be a quiet one.
Yeah, he used to be a quiet one. Can you believe that Fleury cut holes in Alex Tuck's underwear?
That's fantastic.
Cut the toes out of his socks. Poor guy.
I would cut the toes out of somebody's socks. I wouldn't be messing with somebody's underwear, but maybe it's somebody else's suit or whatever. You know, Marc-Andre Fleury, definitely, you can tell he's got a great sense of humor.
Yeah, he can get away with anything.
Now, nobody's
going to get mad at Flower.
Did you happen to see Celine Dion the other night at her concert was wearing a Marc-Andre Fleury jersey?
Mm-hmm. Why would she not?
Well, I mean, she's fantastic to start, but that was really cool.
He is Quebecois.
Yeah.
And she's been up at the ice center watching her kid play hockey and that kind of stuff. Yeah. She loves hockey.
Hockey mom, yeah. Yep.
I have to say, if there was one thing that I definitely would have missed out on this year, it would have been when I just assumed, not if, but when, was Celine Dion going to do the national anthem.
Yeah,
I
haven't
seen it. It hasn't. But you know what? Golden Pipes does such a great job. It's like you don't have to look any further anymore.
That's correct.
Even Carrie Underwood said she'd do it, and it's like basically thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah.
But maybe she could still come and visit us. Maybe she can come up to Hyde Lounge with us.
Yeah, sure.
By the way, remember, Monday we'll be doing a special 3-hour pregame show from Hyde Lounge, getting ready for game one for Memorial Day. And
Frank, we're going to give away a pair of tickets to that night's game, game number one. We're going to do that at the show on Monday, so make sure that you are ready and available and able to get down to T-Mobile Arena, because we're going to have a pair of same-day game number one tickets. These things are going $400, $500, $600 on the open market.
And they said $475 is the cheapest you can get one
for. And you're going to get them for free on Monday.
Yeah, you'll get a pair of tickets Monday. We'll be giving away a pair. So if you're going out of town, well, then I guess you're out. But if you're on the fence of going out of town, might want to stick around.
Yeah, I might want to stick around and get the dialing fingers ready for Monday.
All right. When we come back, we're still going to hear from some other players as well. Had a chance to catch up with some of the players over at City National Arena today. And we'll also talk about Game 7 and the team that the Vegas Golden Knights are going to be playing in that Stanley Cup Finals. Lots more to get to here. Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show, Fox Sports Radio, your home for the Golden Knights.
Alexander Ovechkin, you're going to the Stanley Cup Final. The emotion of the moment right now.
Oh my God, it's unbelievable, you know, like, I can't explain my emotions. I'm just happy for my boys, for organization, for fans, finally, you know, like, I can't wait to come back home and play at home for Stanley Cup Final. You know, it's going to be nuts over there.
You faced so many different obstacles this entire season, this entire playoff season in particular. Was there a moment where you said, this is our time, this one, we're going to get it back?
Every series is tough. You know, we just play in our game, stick to the system, and we deserve to win. It was hard moments in all series against Tampa, against Pitt, against Columbus, but we fight through it, and we right now, four wins away from Stanley Cup champion. We're going to fight, and I'm just emotional right now.
Have you ever allowed yourself the opportunity to think about touching that trophy right over there?
You're going to see it right now.
That is Alex Ovechkin. Welcome back. Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show, Fox Sports Radio, your home for the Golden Knights. Frank Harnish, Clayton Hamilton, Ryan the Hockey Guy Wallace joining us now, and Chris Chapman. And guys, last night, who had Braden Holtby having back-to-back shutouts to wrap up the series and the Capitals going to the Stanley Cup Finals? Guess not a whole lot of people there, but certainly not the shutout thing. Holtby's looking pretty good right now.
Yeah, Holtby played well. Washington played well. They answered the questions of could they bounce back and win two games, and they did.
Holtby, to me, was getting a shutout in spite of himself. I mean, he let so many rebounds go. I mean, his rebound control was awful in that game, and Tampa just couldn't score. Couldn't score to save their lives. They couldn't get to the rebounds. They just couldn't figure out a way to beat Braden Holtby. But I mean, if he lets out that many rebounds against the Vegas Golden Knights, the Washington Capitals are going to be in trouble.
And when you're talking about Tampa, they certainly couldn't score 5-on-5. And last night, the power play that they had when they were, I mean, they were already down 3-0, but the power play they had was horrible. They did nothing on it.
I mean, I don't think we've gotten any word on injuries, but I wouldn't be surprised if Kucherov was playing through something. I wouldn't be surprised if Hedman was playing through something, because when you look at the entirety of their season, you look at the entirety of what they did in the first two rounds, those two players particularly, they were phenomenal. They were amazing, and they just did not show up in this series. It was kind of surprising, to say the least, because you know how much of a competitor Kucherov is, and you know how much pride Victor Hedman takes in being one of the best defenders in the game, and they just didn't have anything. Nothing.
And you're right, it is about that time that we get the list of actual injuries, and we'll find out Victor Hedman was playing without a liver, and there was no lung in either one of Stamkos or Kucherov.
Yeah, and somebody else had a torn MCL on ACL. And I mean, these hockey players are absolutely incredible.
Like all year without a neck.
I mean, in last night's game, Brooks Orpik took a hit from Paquette. I think that was because of the way that he was hitting him in the game before a little bit. We saw Alprick go off the ice in the second period. He never came back. You think there might be something to that? I mean, I know he's got a few days to recover and get ready in that, but there was no penalty on that play, but it was a pretty savage hit.
Yeah, it wasn't a good hit. I'm not a fan of it. I thought it should have been a penalty, but, you know, referees in the Eastern Conference Final Game 7 kind of swallowed the whistles a little bit. I mean, obviously, Tom Wilson gave them reason to call coincidental minors and a fighting major, but yeah, it was a rough game from an officiating standpoint. But really, what games haven't been so far this year?
When you talk about Tom Wilson, would it be wise if somebody from the Vegas Golden Knights just went out there and tried to antagonize him? Because this guy, as talented as he is a loose cannon. I saw him throwing those haymakers last night, and I'm thinking, this guy's going to break his hand.
Yeah, that wasn't a smart sequence there for Tom Wilson. And for those that didn't see it, Braden Coburn ripped off Evgeny Kuznetsov's jersey, which, if you go according to the NHL rule book, should have been a game misconduct penalty assessed to Evgeny Kuznetsov because he didn't have his fight strap fastened. That never went called. It should have been called. It wasn't. And for whatever reason, that set off Tom Wilson. I don't know if it was just the disrespect shown to Evgeny Kuznetsov by ripping his jersey or whatever the case may be, but Tom Wilson felt like he had to try to fight Braden Coburn. Coburn didn't oblige. And then when they got out of the penalty box, Tom Wilson just had to fight Braden Coburn. So it was 2 minutes off the ice for the coincidentals. Then it was 5 minutes off the ice for the fighting major. And then they didn't actually get out of the box until another minute and a half after the penalties had expired. So you have your top line winger in Tom Wilson off the ice for about a 10-minute span because he just can't help himself and has to fight over a play that really didn't need to be fought over.
He had a nice bloody hand out of it,
though. He's an idiot. And the best part about it is this. Ryan Reeves is playing really well for the Vegas Golden Knights. Ryan Reeves is going to get in, and he's going to lay hits on Brooks Orpik because Orpik is not mobile enough. He's really going to struggle against Vegas' speed. So if Ryan Reeves is going to go out there and throw heavy hits, which we know he's going to do, and he can do it within the confines of the rules, and it pisses Tom Wilson off, Tom Wilson will fight Ryan Reeves. He absolutely will. It'll be stupid. It'll be unwise because if you're a top-line guy and you're taking a fourth-liner to the penalty box, that's not a good trade-off for you. But Tom Wilson will absolutely do it because he just can't help himself.
Yeah, and I was going to throw that in there, too. For fans out there listening or something like that, Tom Wilson going off the ice for Washington, Ryan Reeves for Vegas is a huge advantage plus Vegas. And that's not a knock on Ryan Reeves whatsoever. But like you said, Tom Wilson plays on their number one line. He's their top winger.
Talented hockey player.
He's very talented. But he has such a loose trigger. I mean, it doesn't take much to set this guy off. He's been suspended throughout the season. He got suspended in the playoffs for 3 games. The one time when he got hit, he said, well, if I would have delivered that hit, I surely would have been suspended. And yet he still goes out and does that kind of stuff. It's like, if he could play within himself, to me, he's like Washington's version of Brad Marchand without the licking.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely Brad Marchand, and I don't really understand it, because you look at Tom Wilson and you look at Brad Marchand, and there are guys that had to kind of bide their time on the fourth line and be that agitator, and that's fine when you're breaking into the league, but when you're playing on the top line alongside Alexander Ovechkin, you need to cut it off. Like, you just need to stop doing those things. You can hit, you can play within the confines of the game, but you don't have to fight if you're expected to be contributing on the offense. You can't score goals from the penalty box. It's impossible.
And I think that's one of the things that gets lost in him, is he does have some offensive creativity, and he's not just a guy that's gotten some numbers just by who he's playing with. He actually has some offensive skill.
And it
gets wasted, like you said, when he's off the ice.
Yeah, he's very offensively skilled. I just hope that he loses his mind and does something stupid on the ice against the Golden Knights. If you're going to punch somebody and break your own hand, good. Sit out the rest of the playoffs.
Well, if you want to send us your thoughts on Tom Wilson or on Shea Theodore and Alex Tuck, you can always do that via the text line brought to you by Southern Hills Baptist Church, where inspiring music, helpful teaching, and friendly people will always make you feel welcome. Text us at 69187, preface with the word Fox. Don't forget to leave your name. That's 69187, preface with Fox.
All right, Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show, Fox Sports Radio. We did have a chance to catch up with a few people over at City National Arena today. And Clayton, I know you had a chance to sit down with Max Lagasse, who is currently the backup goaltender. Malcolm Subban still out right now. We don't know exactly why, because they don't tell you anything, but hopefully Malcolm is doing okay. But this is a huge experience for Max, and a chance to really excel and be on the ice on a daily basis with Marc-Andre Fleury. And here's the backup goaltender of the Golden Knights, Max Lagasse, with Clayton Hamilton earlier today.
Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show, Fox Sports Radio, here with Max Lagasse. Max, what a year, huh?
Yeah, it's been crazy. You know, a great experience throughout the year, and to be able to, you know, live that the Stanley Cup final is something that I would have never, you know, believe before if you said that to me.
Coming into this year, signing with Vegas as a free agent, what were your goals and expectations for this year?
I just wanted to, you know, prove that I belong in the AHL, and, you know, with my, just because, you know, last year wasn't the year I wanted, and obviously I worked out strong, and I just, you know, came here, had fun, and then great things happen when you work hard. So, you know, I'm happy the way the season that went, and just got to keep it rolling for the rest.
Why Las Vegas, when you had talks with your agent in the off season and were looking at teams that you thought you could have a career in? What made Vegas the deciding factor?
I mean, Dave Pryor, I think, saw me play last year, and he saw something. I guess so. He wanted me. So, you know, it's always good when you sign with a team and you kind of have the approval of the goalie coach. And then, you know, I think it was a great fit, a new start, a fresh start for pretty much everybody. So when I had the chance, we jumped on it, and I think it was a great decision.
You got the call early in the year to come up, and then when you went back down to the AHL, what lessons did you take with you that you learned here that were helpful down in Chicago?
You know, I think I saw, like, the work ethic of every guy here, how they work day in, day out, and how they, you know, it's off the ice, on the ice. It was a very humbling experience. So, you know, after going back, it's a huge confidence boost, because you kind of, you know, you always wonder if you can make it or if you can play. And then after the whole experience I went through here, you know, I think I just became better student of the game. I just understood myself as a goalie better, and I just learned what I had to do to be successful pretty much every night. So that's the biggest thing I picked up from being here.
What's your relationship been like with Marc-Andre Fleury from training camp all the way to now?
Oh, he's been great. He's been great. I think you ask anybody, he's probably like he's an unreal goalie, and he's probably like an even better person. He's an unbelievable, great mentor for a guy from Quebec. You know, as a kid, I always you always hear the name. He's a great goalie, like I said. So you know, it's very nice to have him around and kind of learn from him and just talk to him, chat with him about everything pretty much. Because, like I said, he was an inspiration growing up.
All right, well, have a great finals and bonne chance.
Merci.
Max Lagasse there earlier today over at City National Arena. And can you imagine if they win the Stanley Cup and Malcolm's still not ready to come in and be the backup? What a thrill that would be if this guy could potentially be hoisting the Stanley Cup on the ice.
Yeah, I think that he just can't believe the fortune that he's had this year. And when we talked a little bit before that about, you know, why the decision to come to Vegas when he had a free agency, you know, you certainly had some options of places to go. And he said he wanted to follow Dave Pryor. And that instinct to be like, here's a guy that can make me better. I wasn't pleased with what I did last year, and I want to go where I have a chance to get better. And whether that's to get better and be a part of Vegas's future or to get better and move on to somewhere else, that was a chance he was willing to take, and it's paid off for him. He certainly has had his career accelerated in terms of having to come up and play. And given where I think everyone projected him, he's had a whale of a season to be able to contribute in the way that he has.
Yeah, and again, another thing about it too, what I like right off the bat when he said, I felt I was an AHL goalie. Mm-hmm. He didn't have some illusions of I'm an NHL goalie yet. He said I'm not good enough to be that, but he thought he was an AHL goalie. And he helped the Chicago Wolves make it all the way into the playoffs. And they finally lost to Rockford, but the last game was a double or triple overtime game. So, you know, he played well. And now with Dave Pryor on one side of you and Marc-Andre Fleury on the other, not too bad of people to have tutoring you right now at this stage of your career.
And he's a part of some big games. Let's not forget that a lot of people say that the moment that they realized that this team was going to be something special was that Father's Trip, those 2 days, Nashville game, and then the Dallas game. He went to Dallas and won that game. And that was an important part of this season, and he was a factor in it.
Yeah, and remember, another thing, too, is he is a part of this team right now because he plays one end of the ice. He's instrumental in the practices, and you don't play good if you can't practice well, so you need quality goaltending there on both ends of the ice for that as well. Well, another guy who we've really grown very fond of here, and when he gets in, he performs well, and he's not always in the games, depending on lineups and that, but our own Chris Chapman had a chance to catch up with Tomáš Tatar earlier today as well over at City National.
Tomáš, let me take you back to October 13th. You're a member of the Detroit Red Wings. You come to this building. Could you in your wildest dreams have ever imagined that 6-7 months later you'd be on a team playing for the Stanley Cup in this building?
Yeah, obviously you wouldn't. It's something crazy. I mean, I feel like for every team in the NHL, whoever makes it to the NHL, it's a big accomplishment for sure. You know, it's a final. It's a hard way. I think this is a special story behind for sure. You know, I think we are playing great. We deserve that. We just have to, you know, continue playing the same way. We know who we are and what kind of game we can play.
Washington is maybe playing the best hockey they've played all season. I mean, clearly they are, but they're playing loose. But what are some of the things that they do that really present challenges to their opponents?
You know, they have a solid team, you know, solid speed. They are pretty physical. I mean, like you said, there's a reason why they beat Tampa and Pittsburgh. They, like you said, they're playing great hockey. You know, we need to be ready, and it's going to be a tough final.
In that last series against Tampa, they did a really good job of really taking Tampa's speed away from them and kind of clogging the neutral zone and getting leads and really sitting on them. How difficult is it to break that when you're playing against a team that's really good at doing those types of things?
Yeah, I think that's the goal. You know, when you have that kind of system, that's the strategy to frustrate the other team. But, you know, it's going to be on us, you know, to get through, you know, maybe dump the puck in and have a good forecheck. So we will watch videos. We will try to get prepared the best we can, you know. And like I said, it's not going to be easy. you know, it's a Stanley Cup final. Like you said, Washington's playing a great hockey. It's not a big challenge for us, and, you know, at the same time, it's really exciting.
All right, Tomas Tatar here with us. And Tomas, I know you're a big soccer guy. So how do you think this story compares to the Leicester City story from a few years ago when they really came out of nowhere to win the Premier League?
Yeah, you know, so far the story is different the way Leicester finished it, you know. We are one step away. I mean, it's the hardest step, so it's going to be hard, but it's pretty much the same story, you know. It's a little different. We are a new team in the league, but from the history, the new team never made it, you know, this far, so it's a perfect story for sure, but like I said, you know, it pretty much won't mean that much if you won't finish it, so it's hardest step is just waiting for us.
Before I let you go, I got to ask you for a prediction on Saturday, Champions League final, Liverpool or Real Madrid?
I would probably wish it to Liverpool, but I think Madrid's going to win.
Ah, oh, you let me down, man.
I want Liverpool big, but I just, you know, it's just hard. Real is just too good. That's how I feel.
Vegas Golden Knights insider show there with Tomas Tatar. And you know what? He didn't let you down, Chris. He was telling you what he thought was going to happen. You asked him a question, the man's honest with you.
Yeah, he and Oscar Lindberg both picking Real Madrid, much to my chagrin.
Well, there you go. So we'll find out if they're right or not. So.
It's not always about you.
Yeah, it is.
In Chris's world, it definitely is. Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show, Fox Sports Radio. And, you know, one thing that seems to be changing a lot, there's a lot of superstitions in that in hockey and in all sports in general. Heck, most of us in here are growing the playoff beards in that, although we have absolutely nothing to do with what happens on the ice or anything. But it's still part of the thing, and it makes you feel like all part of the team and the media and everything else. Well, some traditions are changing, and one of those is when you win your conference championships. We'll tell you what happened with the Prince of Wales trophy when Washington won when we come back. Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show, Fox Sports Radio.
What a year it's been for professional hockey in Vegas, pure gold. And to celebrate, Sahara Coins and Precious Metals is giving away free gold. Yeah, free gold to 50 people. All you need to do is stop into Sahara Coins on West Sahara and Tenaya. Fill out a registration blank and drop in the box. Sahara Coins, celebrating a golden season of pro hockey in Vegas by giving away free gold to 50 lucky people. Sahara Coins and Precious Metals, West Sahara at Tenaya.
Hi, it's the Herd. It's May. You know what that means? Playoffs. Win or go home, baby. In Vegas, though, there's one team that keeps winning. Ford Country in the Valley Auto Mall. The reigning number one Ford dealer in Nevada, setting records every season. Talk about dialed in. With every new purchase, every new car purchase, you get free registration and a free tint. And if you're going to buy a car, why not get one with all the free stuff you can get, right? Go see my guy Brad, his team at Ford Country. It's a free country.
I wish dating was as easy as finding a vehicle at Findlay Kia. No pressure, no hassles, just straightforward answers and complimentary popcorn. A person can get used to that kind of treatment. I guess that's why Findlay Kia is the highest rated Kia dealer in Las Vegas. For a great car, at a great price, without the high pressure and stress, come see a Kia.
Findlay Kia.
And don't forget about the popcorn. Hashtag Colonel stuck in teeth. Hashtag cute salesman tries not to notice. Hashtag died from embarrassment. Hashtag OMG.
The picks are in. The D Las Vegas has been drafted as the official downtown Las Vegas casino of the Vegas Golden Knights. As a spot known for great play and big wins, the D is a natural partner for Vegas's first NHL hockey team. Join us at the Long Bar at the D as we welcome in a new era of professional sports to Las Vegas. The D Las Vegas, official sponsor of the Vegas Golden Knights.
Energy never disappears. It simply gets passed on to the next person and the next. Until before you know it, the entire community can feel it. In the last 5 years, we've given more than $27 million and over 175,000 volunteer hours to Nevada nonprofits. And we'll continue to give back, because what's good for the community is good for all of us. Learn more at nvenergy.com/powerofgood.
At Raikman Air Conditioning, they rely on honesty and hard work to make their company successful. They won't make promises they can't keep. Since 1957, you've trusted Raikman Plumbing, so now trust Raikman Air Conditioning for all your AC needs. Raikman Plumbing and Raikman Air Conditioning, honest service with integrity. For all your air conditioning and plumbing needs, call Raikman Plumbing and Raikman Air Conditioning at 702-642-8553. 702-642-8553. License number 80907 and 21952A.
If you're looking for an amazing, life-changing experience, that's exactly what you will find each Sunday at Southern Hills Baptist Church. You'll experience inspiring music, helpful teachings, friendly people, and a place you'll find warm and welcoming. And you'll be happy to know that childcare is provided at each service. Plan now to join Pastor Josh at Southern Hills Baptist Church this Sunday. The church is on Pebble Drive, just west of Torrey Pines, and is just minutes from Southern Highlands and Mountain's Edge. Learn more at southernhillslv.com.
When the munchies happen, and they will, look no further than Napoli's Pizza, the original home of the 30-inch pizza. Pick up, delivery, or dining in, Napoli's is there to satisfy the late-night munchies. So you like your chicken wings, tasty and hot? Make sure you try the delicious bone-in mango habanero 10-piece with fries for $9.99. Add, drop a little extra and get a large beer. Two words come to mind, spicy, delicious. Vegas, North Vegas, and Henderson, you have no excuse. Napoli's, the home of the original 30-inch pizza.
During this Memorial Day weekend, Finley Chevrolet is your home for... Woo! Now through May 28th, purchase or lease any new Chevrolet in stock, and Frank Finley will pay your first year registration with no additional charge to you. Woo! And when you stop by and take a test drive, give us your best... Woo! And we'll give you a $20 gas card with no obligation. Finley Chevrolet, home of the... Woo! Located on the 215 Beltway between Rainbow and Jones. Find new roads.
Hard proof credit. Registration costs up to $600. Exclusive prior deals. Gas card limited to one per household while supplies last. See dealer for details. Expires 5/28/18.
Lumber Liquidators is celebrating the opening of our 400th store, so we're putting over 400 floors on sale. That means huge savings for you. Get pre-finished hardwood and bamboo up to 36% off, including new styles like Mediterranean maple and bestsellers like Silverstone bamboo. Take 25% off all Dream Home laminate and 10 to 15% off our best waterproof floors. More from just 49 cents, plus special financing and professional installation. Hurry, get to your local Lumber Liquidators today.
Det här är William Karlsson och du lyssnar på Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show med Frank Harnish på Fox Sports Radio 98,9 FM och 14:30 AM. Ditt hem för Golden Knights hockey i Las Vegas.
Welcome back. Final go around here. Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show. Frank Harnish, Clayton Hamilton, Ryan the Hockey Guy Wallace, Chris Chapman behind the board with us once again. And Ryan, remember back when you won the Eastern or the Western Conference and you had to go over and get your picture taken with the trophies, but that was a pretty much as far as it went. Then the Pittsburgh Penguins win a couple of Stanley Cups. Sidney Crosby's carrying it around. Now things seem like they've completely changed. We saw Derek Englund do it with the Vegas Golden Knights. And now yesterday, Alex Ovechkin, he gets interviewed by Pierre McGuire. You heard that coming back before the second segment there. And Pierre says, well, you've never had a chance to touch that trophy. And he's like, I'm going to go touch it right now. He flies over there. But he not only touched the trophy and then passed it around to his team, he took it home last night.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's... So it's his property now. Yeah. I mean, it might be the only trophy that he ever gets to touch in the NHL, not named the Rocket Richard or the Art Ross. So, you know, what are you going to do?
He touched the Prince of Wales trophy,
yeah.
Took it home, put it on a mantelpiece on his picture, and his wife, Natasha, shared some pictures. You can check out on Instagram, her Instagram page, and there it is, the Prince of Wales trophy sitting right there. Prominently on the table of Alex Ovechkin.
That whole superstition is dumb because it's like we haven't accomplished anything. Well, you accomplished being the best team in your conference, so there's an accomplishment there. And it's like, oh well, it's not the trophy that we want, so we're not going to touch it. Well, you've achieved the right to play for the trophy that you want. Let loose, have a little bit of fun, NHL players. It's okay.
Yeah. I'm with you on this one. I don't understand tough guy, you know, that's like, oh, that's not what we want.
It's a trophy.
What I do know is that that the Campbell is better looking than the Wales, though. I think I prefer that.
And when
the two of them.
And when the best player in the game, Sidney Crosby, is 0-1 when not touching the trophy and 3-0 when touching the trophy, He listened to the goalie that helped him win three of those.
What I did think was nice about the Whales is it fits really nicely in Alex and Nastia's house. It looked like it was just part of the decor.
It did kind of. And the one thing I never said about not touching it was one team still only wins, so it wasn't good luck for both of them. TC Martin's up next. We'll talk to you tomorrow here. Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show. Fox Sports Radio, your home for the Golden Knights in Las Vegas. Have a great night.